Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Bev Perdue and Joe Mavretti. There's a movement afoot to get rid of homework. Proponents say that with two working parents and already crammed schedules, children need time for unstructured activities. What do you think about homework, Bev? You work very closely in the education realm.
I think this is another one of those discussions that has no place happening. If a teacher wants to give homework,
a solution in search of a problem.
It is just, it's ridiculous in my mind with all the issues in education. If a teacher wants to give homework, let her give it. Let the kid go home, and if there is no parent there, somebody else can be there. If not, there are YMCA programs. There are all ways to get homework done. America's test scores on reading and math are continuing to decline. Our children are not performing like children across the world. We are behind countries like Taiwan and Mideastern countries. There is no excuse for that in America. And whatever it takes to make sure that our children learn to read and learn math, it's essential that we do it. So I would
homework,
say put
Joe.
Away the TV.
Well, I think you have to ask the question, why homework in the first place? It's for reinforcement of what the child got that day in school, or it's for remediation, or to get ready for the next day in school or the next week in school. That's why you have homework. I think it's a spurious argument to say, well, because both parents are working, the kid ought not to have homework so that he can spend time with his parents. Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense to me. So I think if a teacher says, Johnny, you need to go home and work on your multiplication, then that's what Johnny ought to do. If a teacher says, Alice, I think that you need to go home and read the next chapter because we're going to be talking about it tomorrow, that's what the child ought to do. Once again, this is the kind of stuff where we muddy the water with parental needs as opposed to the needs of children.
Well, they say it's best for children because children need some downtime.
Well, here again, who says that and what science is that? Wait, Tom, let me finish. What science is that comment based upon? And my point is with these studies that say this is that if you start off with a bias, you can prove it every time.
Yeah, and part of this issue, frankly, is they've got ballet, they've got soccer, they've got all of these structured activities after school and during the week.
Has nothing
and the
to
kids,
do with learning.
No, but it's...
Has nothing to do with learning.
It's part of the reason why they're saying the kids are... Now, turn this for just a second. The new model that we're hearing so much about in education is that the classroom time is more enrichment time. And using the internet, the kids are actually supposed to be learning the subjects through internet programs and through teaching that way. What do you think, Bev? Is that going to take?
It's ed technology, and it is taking. I mean, yeah, in the 21st century, kids are exposed to computers and technology outside the home. So therefore, content to academics and curriculum can be delivered through these new medias. And that's the reason that some of the reading scores are really getting better. Even in North Carolina, we had that NC Read initiative where digital was used, and it made a difference. It's the area I've specialized in. Again, I just go back to, and I'm delighted Joe agreed. You've got to, education ought to be about the child, not the parents, what they need.
Exactly.
And you've got to focus on the children.
If it was good enough for us, is it good enough for them?
Well, the big thing is, where is a child strong and where is a child weak? You know, a lot of people aren't for individual instruction plans, but I think they are absolutely critical. Every kid has strengths and weaknesses, and what you need to do in school after you identify them is to focus on the weaknesses, to make sure they come up to standard, and to encourage kids to get to go rocket science with their strengths.
Once again, why our teachers are so important. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.